and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Okay, we've got an absolutely rock and roll show today. We know that opening statements are happening in former President Trump's criminal trial back in New York. We'll keep an eye on those, as well as a whole slew of other things happening on the local front that we're going to dive into. We know a Republican convention is coming up this week, so we're going to have full coverage of that as well.
We are starting to get a little bit of reporting on this. The prosecution says it was election fraud, pure and simple. It's 9:06. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
The launch is brought to you by Master Electrical Services, home of the upfront pricing guarantee. And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
I'm going to offend everybody when I say this. Look, it's not your grandparents' marijuana, kids, okay? Oh, no, this is really actually quite serious and very scary. There's been not only an increase in marijuana use among teens, and of course now they're vaping it. It's some doctors are saying it's leading to really very serious side effects, like temporary psychosis, where you kind of go into an alternate reality. I heard a podcast from a doctor at the University of Utah. And we're also going to get a health expert on the line in the 11 o'clock hour to fill us in on why marijuana is just so horrible on kids.
Lately, I'm seeing a lot of teens, some kids as young as 12, who are using marijuana on a daily basis.
12 years old? Are you kidding me? And to your point, this is not your grandparents' marijuana. This is not the Woodstock weed, folks. This thing is multiple times more powerful.
Countdown to.
Well, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson getting in trouble for doing his job. He just got $60 billion approved for funding for Ukraine, and leaving many in his party scratching their head on what in the world just happened.
Unfortunately, without border security, I can't go back to the people I represent and say, hey, we're doing nothing for you for the border. But here's another $95 billion for foreign aid. I can't support that.
Not happy about it. Not supporting it. Okay, why are you so angry? You had a deal in place. It was on your desk that sent money to Ukraine and addressed the southern border. But because you didn't want to hand Biden a border win, you tanked it. Republicans, you tanked it. Now they still spent the money, but you'll get the southern border mess.
Launch countdown one.
Okay, parents, we're going to battle. It is literally you versus the online creeps. And the battle is over your child's safety and mental well-being. No more head in the sand. No more, this can't happen to my kids. You got to listen up here, because creeps are sextorting Utah kids on a daily basis. That's not me saying that. That's the cops saying that. They're getting them to send compromising pics of themselves. And once they trick your kid, there is a huge risk your child could then take their own life to get out of the problem.
It's the greatest fear we have as parents, because our kids are great actors. They will put on a brave face. We may have no idea what is going behind the scenes on the phones, and specifically where I am weakest, in their gaming.
Dave and Dejanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Dave and Dejanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
The scourge of sextortion and our kids. That's our top story. What could be more important than talking about this morning, as we're learning more details from cops who are warning parents. Kids are the target of online creeps. Dave, I worried about this when my kids were young and they were starting to get involved in those online games. They began booming. I can't imagine what it's like now for parents.
It's incredibly overwhelming, because we have cell phones. We have smartphones. We know how social media works. We know how messaging works. We don't get gaming. Largely, we don't. We don't understand how they're playing games, what devices they're using, what chat features and online communication they have. because we're not using it every day like they are. So I feel out of my depth.
And I know in a few minutes we're going to go in depth with you on the black hole that you feel like gaming has created between you and your kids. And you're going to give us the warning that you think all parents need to be aware of. But I will just give you a FBI brief on what sextortion is. The sexual element of it is adults coercing kids and teens into sending explicit images online. The extortion element of it is kids then wire money, send gift cards to their sextorter to keep the images from being published online or from their parents finding out. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been tracking this story live in the newsroom all morning long, and now Utah cops are saying, parents, heads up, this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, Debbie. So Dustin Stewart, he's a detective with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force up in Weber County specifically. He had told KSL.com recently that, quote, this happens every single day. And that's the part that really blew my mind. And also shout out to Heather Kelly. She actually did a podcast episode on this about a year and a half ago. And again, that's a year and a half ago. And these experts told her one out of every four children are being sextorted. It's crazy.
I want to point out another FBI stat that blew my mind. Prime targets are males between the ages of 14 and 17, Dave. So our teenage boys are the prime targets. And a lot of times these sextorters are overseas and they're posing as young girls and they trick the boys into sending them explicit photos.
And Adam, it sounds like these are incredibly, in some cases, incredibly well-organized rings. This is not just a one-off, one person, one creep, but sometimes there's that element, no question, but there are this big business going on.
Yeah, and I did read somewhere that also that oftentimes predators are coming from potentially a lot of times they're in a completely different country from who they're from their extorting, and yeah, if it makes money, unfortunately, that's just nasty people are going to take advantage of it. It's awful.
And not only a warning from police, but also an ask from police for parents to sit down and have that very, very important conversation with their kids about this.
Right.
Even though it's uncomfortable, it is critical.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you think back, I mean, we were all kids at one point. You know, if we did something that mom and dad might not be happy about, you know, we wanted to avoid that conversation, make sure they never found out about it. But this is something, I mean, and I'm just so glad my daughter is not on social media or anywhere close to it yet.
She will be one day.
And I know she probably will, but that's why it's so important to establish a relationship with your child.
Yes.
Like, hey, if something is wrong, come talk to me. And that's what the police are saying. Like, if they're caught up in this, make sure they know the dangers ahead of time and you're open with them about what they're doing on social media, because that's how the best way to prevent this.
Adam Small, thank you for joining us from KSL News Radio.
We're going to continue this because Dave came to work this morning and in our morning meeting said there's a huge black hole. There's a huge black hole when it comes to this type of illegal activity that could sweep up my kids, and it's a black hole that all parents need to be aware of. So, Dave, I look forward to your debrief on this next.
Dave and Dejanovic. Dave and Dejanovic. Dave and Dejanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
Just listen to the Utah cops, Dave, talk about how frequently sextortion is scooping up our kids. It's humiliating them. It's tricking them into sending sexually explicit photos of themselves to strangers, probably overseas in Nigeria, West Africa, that area. It's staggering. Cops here say it happens at least once a day. That's probably what they know of. It's probably a lot more common than that.
There's a couple of different angles to this, Debbie, that I think I'm trying to wrap my head around. Number one, we've always thought about online predators as the creep that you're afraid that's going to show up at your house or your kid's going to meet them in some dark parking lot. Like, and that definitely happens as well. But the other angle of this is now, is this the big business?
It's the financial scam. Greed over sexual greed. These creepers don't want really anything to do with your child in terms of luring them from their home and having them meet them in a dark parking lot at midnight. What they want is money. They want gift cards. They want your child to be so afraid that they're going to publish a photo that they've sent of them you know, over a messaging app of a compromising position, or call you up as a parent and say, hey, I've got this photo of your child that they're going to get in trouble, that they're going to wire money to a perfect stranger. The other catch to this, Dave, is that quite often it'll happen that they'll just get on a gaming headset with your kid. You have no idea who your kid's communicating with on these online games, and they'll pretend like they already have a compromising photo of your child, and your child believes them because they're vulnerable, and they believe them, and so the ruse starts without your child even doing anything wrong to begin with. You have noticed in your own home a black hole where the creeps can get in, and this is really scary. You were expressing this to me earlier today, and I want you to share this with our listeners.
That I know of, my sons and daughters, they've never been contacted, that I know of. Again, we've talked about this, but this is the problem that I have with gaming. And this is where it's very different from your smartphones. You and I, we both have smartphones. We're proficient. We know how they work. We know how our kids'
smartphones
work. We can check them.
Yeah.
Now, there's a history. We have filters. We have all these things. We're not daily gamers. Our kids are daily gamers. They go online all the time. They play a million different games. We can't keep up. So this is the black hole. Even though I know a little bit about gaming, I play, you know, some games with my kids. I don't know all the games they're playing. I don't know the chat features. I don't know the filters. I don't know what you can and can't send. I don't know if it's just text. I don't know if it's just a conversation they're having.
So when your child is on a gaming headset and they're gaming, whatever, name any game, you know, online.
Fortnite, yeah.
With people all over the world, potentially.
Yeah.
That, what you're saying is that person has access to your child and you might not even know who that person is.
And I've asked my kids before, like, hey, who are you playing with? Oh, it'll be one of my cousins or my buddy, you know, my buddy Tim. I don't go over and grab his headset and say, hey, Tim, what's up, man? This is Jacob's dad.
Of course you don't.
I don't do that. I probably should.
You
I should
don't want to humiliate your child.
No, I'm not checking. So if my kid is being extorted and he's trying to hide something, he's going to throw out an innocuous name. He's going to throw out a friendly name that's not going to raise
he's
any.
He's afraid.
Yeah. So where the kids are scared or they're trying to hide something, it's a very easy thing. It's a very easy lie to make.
Dave and I talking about a story that's been running here all morning long on Utah's Morning News. They've been doing a great job going in depth on a growing concern that cops are warning parents right now. You need to have this conversation with your kids. Head out of the sand right now. It's parents versus creeps. And the battle is over your kids' mental well-being, as well as their physical well-being, because these creeps online in other countries are interested in one thing, that's money. And they're getting it out of kids because they trick them into sending them compromising photos. And then that's the sexual element of it. And then the extortion portion of it is once they've got those photos, and sometimes they don't even need the photos, they just pretend like they have photos of your children. They go to town extorting your child for money. And the cycle then gets more difficult and more difficult on your child because they're afraid if they don't do it, the creep is going to tell mom or dad or publish those photos they have online. So Dave's talking about this element of sextortion that could happen over gaming devices.
And the hardest thing, and anyone that has ever done like door-to-door sales or tried to sell something, they know what's the hardest thing to do? First contact. Try to get in the door. Can you start a conversation? That's the most difficult hurdle right out of the gate. So when it comes to sextortion and gaming, there's a way, you know, if you're playing a game, you can get in the door with a child.
Wouldn't it be easy?
Very easy. Yeah. You could be playing, hey, nice game. GG. That's what they say. GG. Good game. You can start off with something very small. Hey, let's play again tomorrow. Let's play again tomorrow. You start developing a relationship. This isn't likely happening on day one. They're not getting your child on day one from the gaming to send them sexually explicit photos.
Do you worry that they offer your child gifts or something like that in the game itself? I don't know how these games work. It's been a long time since I played Grand Theft Auto with my kids, and
yeah.
I lost instantly. Crashed.
Yeah. That's exactly what they
gaming
have.
Gaming was a lot different when my kids were growing up than it is now. But what do you think they might offer your child a gift in exchange for a compromising photo?
Yeah, there's lots of different things. This is where, again, we are out of our depth. We don't know what is popular because you might get a – you probably – don't even know what a skin is in a game, right?
Amanda Dixon told me earlier today.
Oh, really? You know what a skin is? It's a custom special skin. You know, it's like an outfit for
that,
a character.
Though. Yeah, I didn't
right?
know that.
That's something that is very rare in some cases. Some cases, the skin is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. Everyone's got it. But you can offer and say, hey, listen, I've got this very exclusive, very rare skin.
Oh.
But I need you to send me $10, something like that. And kids will do that. They can negotiate and kind of create this online marketplace. So that's where that first contact and the negotiation starts happening. It's not unusual. It's not unheard of. And we can't be surprised that scammers or creeps out there are going to exploit it.
So I feel like this is kind of like opening your front door to pedophiles. You wouldn't do that. You know, you wouldn't leave a sign on your front door and say, hey, it's unlocked, come on in, I've got kids inside. You would never do that as a parent. So how do you keep this from happening on their game where they're on a headset with perfect strangers from around the world? Besides saying, you can't do this, I'm not going to allow you to do this, what are the options?
There's a few. Number one, the best filter is the self filter. Like, the kids have to be able to figure this out on their own. They've got to be able to realize, okay, this is dangerous. These are the threats. That's the first thing.
Talking to your kids about it.
Talking to your kids about it obviously is crucial. But there are filters within the games that you have to be able to figure out. There's parental controls. They're not as easy as your smartphone. It's not as easy. It's clumsy. So you might need to get somebody to help you or walk you through. But again, kids are way smarter than us when it comes to this stuff. If they want to find a workaround, they will find a workaround.
So do you feel like those filters would be enough to keep the creeps out?
No.
If they start talking?
I mean, maybe they help. They don't hurt. But
they might not be enough.
They're smarter about this than we are.
So the idea being, don't leave it up to the filters. You got to have this conversation with your kids. It has to be a blunt conversation. And by the way, this is happening to boys, according to the FBI, more so than girls. Talk to both. But boys 14 to 17 years old are particularly vulnerable to this. So there's a lot of concern about this. Cops are saying there's a huge concern. Federally, the FBI has been putting out warnings about this. And so this is now the time to start having that conversation if you haven't had it already.
The great FBI profiler Gavin DeBecker once said this: boys, men are far more fearful of embarrassment than they are of physical danger. That's a huge change between men and women. Women fear for their physical safety. Boys, men are far more concerned about embarrassment.
In the 10 o'clock hour, Dave, we're going to go in depth on a boy, a teenager here in Utah who died by suicide over this issue. And his parents are now speaking out.